The final week of September saw a busy week for the Sockeyes, playing a pair of games in the final week, with the first being a thriller that went to a shootout against the Delta IceHawks. We continue to mention that penalties prove costly, and such was the case that saw Delta jump out to the early lead on the power play with Gavin Baines sitting in the box serving a tripping minor. The quick start saw a return goal at 17:05 in the first, with Jonathan Soares getting his second of the season, pulling the Sockeyes even after one. The strong forechecking of Richmond saw them dominate in the shot department, leading 19-11. A fast start to the second saw IceHawks' Brandon Petrie getting a solo marker for the lead. The third saw Delta continue to press with Nicholas Kolb giving the IceHawks a comfortable 3-1 lead at 3:33, only to have Teo Lin, fourth, at 4:38, pulling the Sockeyes within one. Richmond continued to press with William Huo pulling them even at 3 at the 5:28 mark that saw a momentum shift with the Sockeyes continuing to drive for the net. The fast-paced game saw Gavin Singara give them the lead at 9:59, while Delta's Colin Jang put the game even at 4, with the fans being entertained with exciting fast-paced PJHL hockey. The game ended in a tie, forcing OT that saw Delta's Connor Merriman put in the winner in what was nothing less than spectacular. Game stars. First, Connor Merriman 0-G-1-A. Second, Zach Shaughnessy 41 saw 37 saves. Third, Thomas Popa 40 saw 36 saves. The Sockeyes returned home facing the Port Moody Panthers in what the coach best described as a must-win game to end September on a winning note. The front line of Port Moody had close chances in the opening, only to be turned aside by Sockeyes rookie netminder Matthias Hasselman, who came up with impressive close-in saves, keeping them off the scoreboard. Focusing on their keys to the game saw Alex Kielman open the scoring at 9:08, followed by goals from Nicholas Noren and Teo Lin at 11:10, giving the Sockeyes a comfortable 3-0 lead. It wasn't until the 13:03 mark that saw Connor Hughes get the Panthers on the board, having a man advantage, while Joel Elsesser fought traffic, allowing the Panthers to pull within two. Richmond's firepower is potent, as they dominated the first, peppering 16 shots at both Lucas Porato and Ty Angus, who replaced Porato after Richmond's third goal. The second was all Richmond, with Noren continuing his record pace in the scoring department, getting a pair at 0:24 and his second at 13:24 on the power play. The second was a penalty filled, with referee Connor Simmons dishing out 7 penalties that saw Richmond's Baines assessed a misconduct, while Panthers' Connor Hughes handed both a misconduct and game misconduct. The third was all Richmond, as they continued to throw shot after shot at Angus that saw Rajan Parmar get his second of the season, while Nicholas Noren got his fourth of the game. September would end with the Sockeyes outscoring the opposition 29-8 on home ice, finishing the month with 48 goals for allowing 22 through 8 games. Game stars. First, Nicholas Norim 4G1A. Second, Matthias Hasselman 17 saw 16 SV. Third, Teo Lin 1G3A. The Sockeyes' next contest was against the Grandview Steelers October 1 at the Burnaby Winter Club that saw them also manage a 5-2 win, with a full report next week. Enjoy exciting Sockeyes hockey this Thursday night, October 5, at the Minoru Arena as they host the visiting White Rock Whales at 7 p.m. For more information, go to https://www.richmondsockeyes.com/.